The Undertow by Joe Baker, narrated by Anna Bentinck.
One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. All the rivers run on to the sea, and yet the sea is not full. Ecclesiastes 1:2-7. The Electric Theatre, York Road, Battersea, 14th of August, 1914. The lights go out. The cheap seats erupt in shrieks and roars, as though the dark has changed everyone into wild animals and birds. It's hot. The stench is terrible. Amelia fumbles for William's hand. A mechanical whir and clatter starts up behind her. She twists round to look over her shoulder. All she can see is a saturating flood of light, which makes her blink, and then the lights begin to flip and flicker.
"It's starting," William says.
Amelia turns back in her seat and cranes to look between the heads in front, through the twists of tobacco smoke. A man snaps into existence. The audience cheers. He bows, blows kisses, by rich draped curtains, and wears a morning suit. He is very handsome. He is soft shades of porcelain and charcoal, silky grey.
"That's Max," William says. "Max Linder."
Amelia's hand squeezes William's.
"What's the story?"
"He's on stage," William says, "taking a curtain call."
The miracle of it. A gentleman like that, bowing to them. To the audience crammed there, two kids to a seat, all of them jabbering away as if this was nothing. The place smelling of old clothes and boots.